Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
It is such an awesome day here at He's Alive Radio. It's a Friday edition of Connected. And back with me today, of course, will be Apostle Mike Robinson from the Anchor in Friendsville, Maryland. And I tell you what, if you haven't been down to visit the diner there called the Anchor, you need to get down there and visit because they have some awesome food. There's an awesome time of fellowship. There's always a good word from Apostle Mike and his wife and family. And we just appreciate him very, very much. And you don't want to miss this Friday segment of Connected because we're still talking about the subject of life. We're still giving testimony to the healing power of Jesus Christ and to the saving power of Jesus Christ and what he has done. So stay tuned and I'll be right back in just a few with Apostle Mike.
So you thought you had to keep this up, all the work that you do. So we think that you're good and you can't believe it's not enough. All the walls you built up are just glass on the outside. So let them fall down. There's freedom waiting in the sound. When you let your walls fall to the ground, we're here now. This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken within, the light meets the dark.
Today, back on Connected with me is Apostle Mike Robinson from the Anchor in Friendsville, Maryland. And he and I have been having a time before we come on air each day. And then, of course, after we have been on the air for a few moments, is the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. Apostle Mike fills the studio yes. and the airwaves. We are believing that folks' lives are being changed. And I just want to take this time to thank my wife, Apostle Sharon Johnson Colasino, for coming together with me and establishing Connected so that folks in the tri-state area, ministers, can come on here and share their part in the body of Christ of what I feel the Lord wants to do as far as corporately bringing us together. Mm-hmm. And I believe God has done that, and I believe yes. He's going to continue to do that. And so I want to give honor where honor's due
yes.
and honor my wife for doing that.
Yes, I want to say, too, I appreciate it, and I'm honored to be here. We've had such a good time. Every time I've been here, I just don't want to leave, you know?
Yes.
You talk about connected, and it goes with me again saying that the body of Christ has to come together. The church is in a way that we never have before, or we've never seen in our time, come together to see the kingdom of God advanced. It has to take place. I sense anymore that I'm just more like a bridge builder. I don't know what it is, but the older I get, the more I want to build bridges between people, the yes. more I want to see people yes. connected, mm-hmm. that they can bring, that we can see the gospel spread, that we can see people actually functioning, you know, not just a couple people functioning in the church, but everybody functioning in and with and outside the church, in the mountain molders of culture, to see everybody functioning and fulfilling their God-given call.
That's right. And we believe this is what God has been doing over the last few decades. There's been some disconnections from our lives in order that there may be some new connections. And when God begins to do that, Apostle Mike, it's for a purpose. It's to help set us into our destiny, our feet in concrete, mm-hmm. so we will know that we have made our calling and election sure,
yes.
so that we will know our little part in the body of Christ is going to accumulate with everybody else's part in the body of Christ, and we're going to be fitly framed together to make up that one body. Christ being yes. the head, and we being the body. But one thing's for sure, Christ is in heaven right now. So he is the head, and the head is in heaven, mm-hmm. and the body is here upon this earth.
Yes.
And I like what an old saint of God said years ago. She said before she passed, she said, that Jesus Christ is either Lord over everything in your life, or he's Lord over nothing at all. Mm-hmm. And I pursue that today, that God is leading us somewhat to talk about lordship and what God is really requiring of us in the body of Christ. Yes, we signed a contract when we received Jesus as Savior that he could become the Savior of our lives. But a lot of us don't know him as Lord, mm-hmm. that in every area of our lives, if he's not Lord, then we need to remove through deliverance whatever is hindering
yes.
the Holy Spirit from moving in and moving out that negative stronghold, mm-hmm. so that God can establish a stronghold of positivity in us. And then as we release words out into the atmosphere, we are going to create a brand new culture of hope in the area.
Yes, and I believe it's a time for new beginnings. I mean, I'm really sensing lately that it's a time for new beginnings, not only in my life, but it's a new beginnings for many, many people in
sure.
the body of Christ.
Sure.
And when we talk about us coming together, I mean, honestly, it's insecurities and pain usually that keeps us from joining together with other people.
That's
we have
right.
our own insecurities,
yes.
and
yes.
we're intimidated, or we feel like we can't be that transparent, or we've been hurt before, and we don't want to join with other people. But when we see that we got a greater cause than ourselves, you know, there's a dying to yourself, but there's also a being transparent and being able to link together to see God's work done, to be about the Father's business, to come together for a purpose and for a reason to see the kingdom of God advance. And I believe people are getting a revelation of that.
Yeah, God is so moving in every one of our lives. We just need to stop, and we need to think about what he's doing right now in our lives. I recently heard a testimony. If I'd mentioned the name of this world-renowned minister, everybody would probably know him. But before he ever came in years ago into the faith, He was a world-class musician, a rock and roller. And when he got saved, the Lord took away from him millions upon millions of dollars. I mean, it was permitted to be taken away from him because he decided he would no longer live that kind of a lifestyle. And he became a janitor in his church, working for $200 a week. Mm-hmm. And God is trying to say something to us. It's, I would rather be a doorkeeper in his fold, yes, than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus wants to move those areas out of our lives that are not like him. He's flushing them out today, and he wants to bring into our lives the new. Mm-hmm. And as you said, that's what God is doing. He's giving new revelation, and you truly cannot put new wine into old wineskins.
Right. And I believe, you know, even though it's uncomfortable at times for us walking through what we're walking through for that new beginning, we need to know that God does have that plan, and he does have that purpose. And it's what we pray for. It's what we ask for. We want God, you know, to move. We want the kingdom to advance.
That's right.
Well, it hasn't been advancing in its former state, so it has to be repackaged, redefined, you know, for this generation. Even though Jesus doesn't change it, we can't compromise the word of God.
Yes.
But he's repackaging us and sending us out, you know, sending us out of the church. We've learned how to come to church.
Yeah.
We need to learn how to go out.
That's right. A lot of people misunderstand the church. It, of course, it comes from the ekklesia, Greek word. Mm. And I always say, we are the church, going to the church building to have church services. Mm. It's just that simple. Mm. But we're transitioning from a church mentality in these last days to a kingdom mentality.
Yes.
And of course, that is that God wants us to move beyond the four walls of the church and beyond the walls of denominationalism. And he wants us to come back together, because through the Great Reformation periods and the restoration of the last two offices of ministry of apostle and prophet, God has now restored all the offices. Now he's on the verge of restoring all things, mm-hmm, before his coming back and setting up the kingdom here upon this earth. I want to transition at this time. Fire in the Mountains, yeah, is coming up. And of course, to those that don't know about that, that listen, maybe you just tuned in for the first time, but hey, it's all over the radio all the time. It's all over Facebook. It's out in the media. Apostle Mike is the founder of it. Tell us about that, sir.
Well, it fits exactly with what we're talking about, because this year is the seventh year of Fire in the Mountains.
Wow.
And, it seems like it's went by real quick.
Wow.
But it's the seventh year, and this year, I believe, is taking us into another stage of what I sensed in the beginning God wanted to do with Fire in the Mountains, and that is bringing together people from the seven molders of culture, the seven mountains.
Yes.
So this year, on July 12th and 13th, besides our normal, we have speakers and we have bands and we have dance teams, we have some other things going on. On the Saturday, we are actually going to have video clips and actual people there that have a passion to do what they're doing in the marketplace, mm-hmm, for God.
Yes.
And these people with wisdom, there's a young businessman, I believe he has eight businesses. He's passionate for God, passionate to do what he's doing. He's going to share his path. We have doctors coming, politicians coming that God actually told them to run for office or to go into politics, and they are fulfilling their call to God in the marketplace, understanding that this transformation in the church is, we come to church to get equipped to go out in the marketplace and make impact.
That's right.
We come into that one mountain of the religion mountain, and then we leave and go out into the government or into education. We have a couple educators that are coming. We have people from arts, people from media,
yeah,
all walks of life.
Praise
coming
God.
Coming this year, and young people are actually going to be able to connect. I'm believing to build a bridge to connect young people with their destiny in their field.
Praise God.
And there'll be people there that can encourage them, mentor them, say, hey, this is how God did it with me. I'm willing to help you. Mm. I'm willing to share with you. I'm willing to make a connection with you that'll help you reach your destiny in God.
Praise God. And this is awesome.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it's so awesome. I came there a few years ago, and I'm like, wow, this is just powerful. Presence of God. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as I stepped on the grounds, you could feel the presence, mm-hmm, of God. And people singing and people worshiping, and a message that,
yes,
was given that year was just incredible, I believe, by Dr. John Polis. And God is just, there's such an anointing that is upon you and your wife and your ministry for this purpose in these last days, and this being the seventh year, I believe it's going to happen in Garrett County, right at the fairgrounds.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, it's the Garrett County Fairgrounds, again, in the agricultural building there,
mm-hmm,
new exhibit hall. It's a really great venue for us to use, mm-hmm. and we're blessed to be able to be there and right in the center of the county. And I really am expecting more. This is another step this year to me, mm-hmm. and I'm really expecting connections. The joy I'm going to receive this year is not just people getting saved, just people coming to worship God and just the presence of God, but I believe the connections that are going to be made. People are going to sit actually next to each other and talk to people. I believe are going to be for connections forever for their destiny.
There's folks that are out there listening right now. There's youth that are out there listening, and they would like to come. What is the procedure? What's the protocol for that?
Well, today, the easiest way is to get online, to get on our website. You can get on either the Anchor USA or get on fireinthemountains.org and get on there, and you can register. The cost is only $10 per person. We're thankful that businesses and individuals give to meet our budget, and we're blessed by that every year. God's paid for it every year. You know, he's taken care of it every year through individuals. And so it's only $10 a person. And, you know, we've never had to turn anyone away. We keep it low so that people can come and be touched. And really, you're never going to get any better deal than that coming to Fire in the Mountains.
Praise God. Hey, Apostle Mike, it's been my privilege and honor, sir, to honor you today by having you with me on Connected. And hey, if you're out there listening, get online, read about Fire in the Mountains. You'll get more information on the website. God bless you, and we'll be right back tomorrow right here on Connected.
This is the story of a son of God hanging on a cross for me. But it ends with a bride and groom and a wedding by a glassy sea. Oh, death, where is your sting? 'Cause I'll be there singing holy, holy. Thank you.
holy, holy is the Lord Almighty.
It has been one awesome week here with Apostle Mike Robinson of the Anchor in Friendsville, Maryland. He always has an on-time word for the body of Christ and is a visionary, a messenger, and a carrier of the mantle of the apostle, and how God uses him as sons and daughters are being raised up underneath of him in these last days. I look forward to hearing about the testimonies from the fire in the mountains coming up in July and how God is going to use him and the great speakers that are going to come in, and how the anointing of the Holy Spirit is going to save and heal and deliver people. And in Jesus' name, I just want to especially thank him for being on this week's broadcast with me. Apostle Sharon Colasino will be back on the air with me next week, and I'm so looking forward to having my honey back with me as we talk with different guests that are going to be on over the next month with us. You don't want to miss any of the broadcast. They're going to be exciting. Different guests are going to be coming in. We've had different fivefold ministry offices represented in the tri-state area, and there's going to be a special guest in the not too far distant future from South Carolina, from the Florence area, that is going to be on the broadcast with us. You don't want to miss that. So keep it tuned each and every day, Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock. And of course, at 10 o'clock p.m. at nighttime, there's a repeat of the 1 o'clock hour of Connected, so you don't want to miss any of that. And then at 10:30, that's followed by Evenings with Sharon with Apostle Sharon. I just want to take this time and say it is offering day here at He's Alive Radio, and we just thank God for the partners that give each and every day, that the money's come in to support listener-supported Christian radio in the tri-state area, and we're truly propagating, sending the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world via the internet at heesalive.net. So down this week and write us at He's Alive Radio with your best love gift of $15 or more. We're going to send you out a brand new CD entitled Honoring God with Your Body, and this week's CD and special guest, along with Apostle Sharon, is Pastor Tim Polis from Faith Church International in Fairmont, West Virginia. With your best love gift of $15 or more, write us at He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. There's a place online you can give securely at heesalive.net, or you can phone us up at regular business office hours at 301-895-3292 and receive this great CD this month. Let me pray for all of those who are listening, especially for the partners. We thank you, Father, that you would touch the partners' lives right now, those who have been with us since 1984 and those who have recently come aboard over the last couple of years to support listener-supported Christian radio in the tri-state area. May God richly bless you in your spirit, soul, and body, and give you the very desires of your heart as you trust in him, in Jesus' name. And for all of those that don't know Christ as Lord and Savior, I would challenge you today to turn your life over to Jesus Christ and say, I invite you, Jesus Christ, to be my Lord, Savior, and Master, and I want to live the rest of my days out on this earth for you, as I pray in Jesus' name. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you back here on Monday again for Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at heesalive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.